We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Simchon Lamed Zayin. Did Kibud Habayis or Davar Shein Miskavein, sweeping the floor? Sif Aleph. Davar Shein Miskavein Mutter. Vu Shelo Yehei Psuk Reisha. Someone does something and unintentionally a malacha occurs, since that was not their intention, it is permissible. We paskin, it is completely permissible, a Davar Shein Miskavein. But if it is a Psuk Reisha, if the malacha is definitely going to occur when you do act A, which is permissible, act B, which is a malacha, will definitely occur, then that is prohibited, mita or raisa. Hilkach, goer adam mita kisei v'safsal. Therefore, when it is permissible to drag a bench or a bed or a chair, bang dolem bang katanim, whether they are large or they are small, uvajla yiskavin lasos charetz, as long as your intention is not to make a ditch or a hole in the ground. So even if it occurs, it is a davar she'ein miskavein, it was not your intention, it is permissible, and it is not a psik reisha, says the Mishnah Berurah, because there's no guarantee that the dragging is going to cause a ditch or a hole in the ground. Obviously, if you know for sure that it is going to cause a ditch in the ground because, let's say, this bench is so heavy, or you know the ground is so soft that it definitely will make a hole or a ditch in the ground, then it would be prohibited because then it would be considered a psik reisha. Umutar l'rabi tzabayis kevin she'ena miskavin l'hashvas gumos elo shelo yahala ha'avak. You are allowed to pour water on the floor since your intention is not to even out the dirt in the floor. Rather, your intention is just to make sure that the dirt does not come up. That is why pouring water onto the floor will be permissible as well, because your intention is not for a malacha to occur. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who makes the point that we just made earlier, that if it is a very large bench or something of that nature, where you know for sure that it is going to make a ditch in the ground, then it is prohibited. This is all in terms of dragging something in the ground, which will make a ditch. But pushing a stroller on the ground or something of that nature, pushing a stroller on dirt or on grass, that is permissible. The Ksosar Shulchan says that even if it is very large, it does not make ditches, it does not make holes, it just pushes the ground down as it rolls upon it. But that is not considered to be making a charetz, which would be prohibited because of choresh. One more interesting point: when we say that a psik reisha is prohibited, we saw earlier that the Ber Halacha in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin said that even if it is just karov levadai that the malacha will occur, it's not definite that the malacha will occur, but it is almost definite that too is considered a psik reisha and will be prohibited.